All right, guys. Let me guess, you're leading.
Nope, someone else has a question. Let him go.
I got one for Daniel. Congratulations on convocation the other week. I just was wondering if you could touch on the life of being a student and an athlete at the same time.
I'm glad it's over, actually, now. No, you just get to focus on soccer before. You're a student first. That's what they preach at school, is you're a student first, athlete second, right? But now that that's over with, I can just focus just on soccer. It's a cool lifestyle. It pushes you, makes you work all the time. You're always doing something, but it's good to be done.
Jimmy.
Yes.
All right. Are you satisfied with the point after?
No, not satisfied with the point. It was the same as last week. Or the other day. I feel for the guys as well. You know, they've come in disappointed. It's like it's a loss in the last couple of games now. You know, our work ethic's there. You know, 3 clean sheets in a row now. We've had ample opportunity to get goals, and it's not going in the back of the net for us. If we weren't creating those chances, I think we'd be in a lot of trouble, but I know with the way that we're playing right now, you know, the way we move the ball, the crosses that are coming in, the shots that are going in, eventually it's got to go into the back. And then I think once that clicks, I think then we'll be all right.
Does the 3 clean sheets give you something to build off of?
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, you know, you always want to make sure that you're defensively sound. You're keeping goals off the board, and, it's full credit to the defenders. You know, like I said before, we got defenders who love defending. We got a goalkeeper who just loves being a keeper and throws body in front of in front of everything. Same with these two here and the other two boys. But you know, that defending starts from the strikers all the way down. These guys are the final curtains, and they've been doing a great job, putting a lot of miles in, especially our wing backs getting up and down defending and attacking. So I'm very pleased with the performance and the way that they're playing right now. Like I said, it's just the other end now. We've just got to capitalize on our opportunities.
Coach, you had Ryan Tolfer. He was playing more in the central midfield today. Just what factored into that decision today?
We asked Ryan to interchange. Sometimes he'll play a wide and he'll drift inside. And you'll see how the movement where another midfielder will head out wide to continue to give us a width. Ryan's a tidy footballer. He's good on the ball, so that's why we ask him to drift inside sometimes and get on it. With our shape today, we started with a diamond, and then halfway through that first half, we shifted back into a 4-3-3 because we wanted to throw them off and catch them off a little bit, overload that middle. And I felt we did that. I felt we had a lot of possession today. We moved the ball around. We shifted side to side. We got it into the strikers today, which we wanted to do. And that's what we asked Ryan to do, just to really focus on his movement today and get on that ball for us.
Morgan, there was a lot of wing play today. A lot of balls flung into the box. Just whether it's the keeper making a save or just a little bit beyond the guy's reach. Take us into those situations. What do you see in those moments?
For me, coach just always says to get forward and just express, you know, the way that I play. I like to play high up the field and defense first, obviously, but I like to get forward and take players on. Just like Gaffer was saying, just we have to gamble more in the box and, you know, really take pride in getting into good areas. So in training, we've been working on a lot of front post runs and stuff like that. But I really feel like, you know, over the last few games, we've been really getting a lot better with our movement. And just it's a combination of just being unlucky and just things not going our way at this point. But, you know, we're playing better every game. So this is what we want.
And it seems like Gaddis is always there or thereabouts when it comes to getting on the end. What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, he's a poacher, you know. He wants to always score and be in the right areas. Just for him, it's just he just needs that goal in open play. He's had the 2 PKs, but for him, he just needs that confidence monkey off his back just to get a goal from open play. But I know that's going to come. Like Gaff said, we're going to score goals, and I really think we can push the table for the next season.
Dan, as a member of the back line there, what is that?
It's good. I think it's pivotal, right? You always want to keep it clean at the back before anything, right? You want to. It's great if you're scoring goals, but if you're scoring 2 or 3 goals a game, you're conceding 4 or 5. Doesn't mean anything, right? So try to keep a clean sheet. Do what we can do back here. Try to help the boys score some goals too.
Thank you.
overall it's a team game, right? So just do our job, do their job, and we'll be all right.
So moving forward, how do you think you'll be able to convert that possession that you've been having increasingly over the games into goals in the back of the net?
It will come. It will come. We're, you know, every day we're working on it. We're working on a movement up top, and we'll continue getting the balls in the box. We'll continue having our shots. I mean, look, if you don't shoot, you don't score. So, I mean, we got to keep shooting and keep plugging away, and we'll keep working on it in training, and eventually it'll click.
Jimmy, I don't know if you were expecting Luka Gasparato to be the guy on the end of the ball in the middle of the box. And are those little fractions that are off of what you're talking about in terms of Shalek getting that touch in the last minutes?
It's just, you know, we're inches away from getting on the end of it. I mean, Manu had a great opportunity there where the ball just drops at his feet and bounces away. Morey puts a great ball into the box, and Gattas is flying in trying to get on the end of it, and he's just missed it. We had a number of those opportunities today. And like I said, look, we're inches away from it, and it's only a matter of time and it will come.
Another quick turnaround of the game on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Boys ready.
The boys be ready for that, because that's going to be a good test for us, a really good test. I mean, we played them at the beginning of the season, and it's one that we're looking on at the table thinking, you know what, we're looking forward to playing them again. So we'll start preparing ourselves tomorrow and Monday, Tuesday, get ourselves ready for that game as well. And, you know, it'll be another one. We're going to make it difficult, and, you know, we're a team that wants to get forward. We're a team that wants to keep the ball, and so it'll be an interesting match, but we're definitely looking forward to it, and these guys will be up for it.
It looked like the attendance was starting to grow, and it also was a nice day today. Did you, either or three of you, did you feel a boost from the crowd?
Yeah, I think, listen, the crowd was great today. You know, it's just going to get, you know, bigger and bigger for us. I mean, we've had some bad luck, not only in front of the goal.
The weather,
the rain. So today was a great day, and you see, you know, everybody's coming out. They enjoyed the occasion. The beer garden was busy, and, you know, the fans were getting into it. And obviously, these guys probably felt it today, didn't you?
Yeah, I see, you know, I look over and I really see the passion and the fans growing and growing. Obviously, we had the rain stuff for a few weeks, but now that the sun's come out, I think people are really going to get involved in the project here, and, you know, just keep coming out and supporting us.
Jimmy, there seemed to be some opinion that
I'm going to say a penalty. I thought it was a penalty. Absolutely. I mean, Manny's in front of the man. He's coming from behind him, knocks him over. I don't know. Listen, what am I going to say? We can talk about it all day now, and I can sit here and just moan about it and complain about it. And, you know, but at the end of the day, I thought it was a penalty, and obviously the referee didn't. And he's got the whistle. He makes a final call. I don't get to make that call. So it is what it is, but we got to keep marching on. And really, you know, that was one incident. There was a lot of chances that we had, but we've got to finish it ourselves. We can't rely solely on a call that we thought should have happened for us. Answered that good, didn't I, see? I won't get in trouble for that now.
Thank
All right, thanks, guys.
I'm in trouble with the ref. He's doing a bad job.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed to say that anymore. Yeah.
I had that.